Hey, Sister Amen.
What?
Did we have a challenging day today?
Oh, yeah.
We did, we did. Hey, hello, everybody. We are bringing you our edification audio, and we had quite the challenging day today. First of all, our preach got rained out. We got almost all the way there. It started raining. A long story. It wasn't going to work out for us, so we turned around and headed back and told the brothers, it's not going to work. So that didn't work out, and we were okay with that. I mean, you got to be flexible.
Little bit of flesh killing, but yep. As you drive down the road, you leave it behind you.
Yeah, you leave it behind you and say, what's next? And then we walked into a marketplace, and we were going to sit down and wait for some brothers, and we were going to have a cup of coffee together. And what happened, Sister Amen?
A man said, I think he said, I admire your boldness. And he pointed out to the van where we had gospel signs on it.
Yeah.
And I gave him a gospel card. I was able to witness to him. He said he left man-made religion for those reasons. And he talked about repentance. And so I shared some warnings about man-made religion with him and how they don't preach the biblical gospel. And I told him to check out the website. I told him, my husband's sitting right over there, but he was a DoorDash driver.
Yeah, he was delivering food, so he didn't have time. But he came in and out 3 or 4 times out of the McDonald's we were sitting at in the marketplace, and he waved each time.
He kept smiling and waving.
So who knows? He might go to our website, and he can be encouraged.
That was pretty awesome.
And at the same place, Brother Purgos witnessed to a young guy that was there, too. So.
Yeah, and then I gave a gospel card to a worker.
To a worker.
So, yeah. And then I got some more notes done on, I want to do Mary and Martha verse by verse. That.
Oh, nice.
That little passage there, hopefully one of these days real soon.
Yeah awesome. So we ended up there, and then we had an issue to work out in the body. I'm not even going to go there. It was rather stressful and traumatic to work out. We did work through it, and we don't know what the final outcome will be, but everybody is striving on in the Lord, as far as I can tell. And we're hoping for the best, and it was quite challenging. And that's body life, you know. Things can be going great, 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 and then all of a sudden a big crash. And then things can be going great, great, and all of a sudden a little speed bump. And so it just kind of goes in line with, it can be life itself. Life's going good, then you get sick. Life's going good, you get your job, you lose your job. Life's going good, your partner, some people's partner cheat on them. That's the life. Jesus said in this life you'll have much tribulation. So we had some tribulation in the body today, but we handled it well. And God was glorified, and we're going to move on past it all. So those things are always both spiritually and mentally draining. When you love people, care for people, and you have issues, the whole body aches.
Yeah. And especially when you have to be the overlooker.
Yeah, it's not, you know. Yeah, it's not easy. It's never fun to sit down and talk with people about hard and troublesome things, and then other people are going to be hurt by them, and it's hard, but we overcame it, so we're not going to go there anymore. And I think Sister Amen has something to share about that.
Well, I was going to say, I wanted to read 2 Corinthians 11. Brother Paul knows all about this.
Yep.
He talked about all the perils he had, and then he said, beside those things that are without, that which come upon me daily, the care of all the churches.
Yeah.
I know we just read this not too long ago.
Yep, so we care, we care for the people that we know that are striving for Christ, and we forgive, and we come around those that need help, and so we overcame it, we got it done, we got it put away, and hopefully put away.
And also what comes along with caring for what he says for the churches, meaning the ecclesia, would be all the people who might be seeking to deal with, you know.
Yeah,
you gotta
exactly.
Kind of use a lot of wisdom in determining on the emails or phone calls or whatever it is to see how much time gets given to somebody who, if you're not really sure if they're serious or not.
Yeah, you got to balance it all out between your personal life, your, you know, if you got to work, your ministry, the body life. You got to balance all of this out, and all of it, in all of it, you got to find the glory of God in it.
Oh, right.
So I think we did that today, so I'm happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're moving on. Sister Amen, what is on your mind today that you want to share? I don't think this audio is going to be too long, but it's been a long day and it's late, but we definitely want to put out some edification and share our hearts on some things.
Right. I'm talking about caring for people. I'm emailing with a woman and trying to help her test her religious body. There's like this big disconnect with people when, and we meet people out on the streets, they're like, well, I go there, but I'm not a member.
Yeah.
And so they
I'm not united to it.
Yeah, they think like they're kind of, I'm not saying this woman is or whatever, but we just happen to get this concept all the time. They think they're like kind of separated from them. You know, I'm not a part of them, maybe because what, they didn't sign on the dotted line or something. But we always tell them, if you're singing and praying and going there, you're united to it, you're promoting it, and you're going to be destroyed with it when Christ comes back if
Guilty
you
of
don't
its sin.
repent. Yeah.
If you know about it and you compromise on its sin, you're guilty of it.
Right. And so I just want to encourage you, sisters, you know, because we run into a lot of women who are just kind of dabbling with this one and that one and thinking that it's closer and it's better. And while you have to be united to somebody, well, they have to be fully biblical. You gotta test your religious body, because you're guilty of their sins because you're participating with them if you don't repent and come out, if they won't repent.
James 1 says, pure religion, looking after widows and orphans, and keep yourself unspotted from the world. If you're in a false religious body, they got the world in there. You're going to be spotted up by the sins of man-made religion, and Satan's fingerprints is all over it. You got to keep yourself unspotted. You got to be
Yeah.
a blameless bride.
Right. And to be honest with you, I just have to say this, and you help me out if you can think of a person that I'm not thinking of. When I think of all the people that we've known that seem to want the truth and they're united with an unbiblical body, I haven't met one person that was like following everything the way the Lord would have us, a fully biblical person who's going into one of those places. They
No.
usually have a lot of
Oh, yeah.
compromise.
Worldliness, compromise,
Yep.
fellowship idolatry, pride and vanity. Yeah,
There's
exactly.
usually more than just
Oh,
one.
yeah.
There's more, and that's what I try to get women to see. And Brother Tupos helps the men and stuff,
And
and
Paul
we
says
try
in
to.
1 Corinthians 15:33, bad company corrupts.
It
So why do we
does, yeah.
think if we're going to hang around with bad company, we're going to be glorious before God?
Yeah, and even if you're not fully biblical, if you're striving and you're with them, they're going to hinder you from it because you're going to allow them to. Yeah, so just a warning, sisters, don't be associated with bad company. Romans
Amen.
16:17 is something we're supposed to obey
Oh, yeah,
today.
absolutely. You got to
Go look it
flee
up.
all unrighteousness, sin, and false doctrine. Brother just brought a teaching. There's a teaching in the Ecclesia gathering about biblical separation. Go listen to it. That applies here.
Right.
Not going along with any sin inside a religious body.
Right, because that doesn't glorify God.
No, it does not.
Do you want me to do another?
Oh, yeah, keep going.
Okay, I got a couple
I
of
just
them.
have a scripture for the end.
Okay, these are just some simple thoughts I was making notes on. I think it was last night during the gathering, a brother said, been there, or they were talking about the responses that people give when you try to give them the gospel or talk to them about Christ. And one of them he said was, been there, done that. You know, like
Yep.
people say, oh, I already tried that. And then that one we've heard a few times, you know, and
Yep.
then they try to blame everybody else for God, or blame they, oh, wait, how's that go? They try to blame God for what everybody else is
Yep. Yeah,
doing to misrepresent him, but.
they blame God for all the hardships they've had in false man-made religion and all of that.
Yeah, and then there was another one he said, kind of made me smile because Brother Tupos and I had to deal with this too. Oh, I used to be just like you, and after a while, you're going to get over it.
Yeah, you're on fire right now, but you'll get over it and you'll settle down. You won't be that excited about sharing the gospel anymore.
You know what? I'd like to go back and talk to those people today. There's
Yeah.
even more zeal now.
Well, there's a lot of people that knew us that said, you'll never make it. And
And
that was 15 years ago, and we're still going strong. All to God's glory.
don't answer a matter before you know it, right?
Amen. Yeah, they look
Proverbs.
foolish. Yeah, they judge right. They judged wrongly us, that's for sure.
Right. So I would give this scripture verse as well as many other ones to these people. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, we certainly are, zealous of good works.
Amen.
And that zeal doesn't go away. The only
No.
way it's going to go away is if your faith is going away and it's
Yeah.
dying and you're
Yeah,
turning
the
your
zeal
face to the
just
Lord.
grows and builds. Like in a marriage or relationship, if you have a good marriage, your fellowship, your friendship, your love, your commitment just grows. It doesn't go away. That's strange that anybody would say that about the things of God. Obviously, people that say that are not born of God.
Oh, exactly. And then they think it's like the latest fad, you know. Oh, you joined the country club so you can go do whatever it is that you do there. Ah, oh, they get tired of it and they go look for another club to join. And
Yeah, even the testimony of the men in the Bible, the disciples, none of them that we know of fell away. Most of them, all history says, went to a death.
yeah.
A lot of them went to a death, and a lot of them lived out their faith. So even the Bible doesn't hold up that story, what they're talking about.
God's ways, wait. Man's ways aren't God's ways, or
Amen.
vice versa, yeah.
Yeah,
So what
absolutely.
man thinks, yeah.
Yeah.
have another one.
Yeah, go for it.
I wanted to read Colossians 4:2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. This was shared the other day. And I was looking at that word watch. It means to keep awake, to be vigilant, give strict attention to take heed lest through remission and indolence some destructive calamity suddenly overtake one.
Yeah, it's like be on guard.
Right, and it brought me right to this, 1 Thessalonians 5:2-3. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. And so I just want to say to sisters, let's watch.
Amen.
That means don't let anything come upon us that we're not expecting. We want to watch. We want to be like the five wives, virgins who are ready, watching and waiting.
Yeah, make sure your lamp is full of oil. That means you're full of faith, that you're walking in all of God's ways. And 1 Peter 5:8 says, we have an enemy, a roaring lion, out to get us. So we must be watchful, on guard, stand with all of our armor on, not letting down our guard and not getting slack, because we will fall.
Right. Speaking of that word slack, I warned a woman that drove up to the van the other day. It's on the audio. And I was trying to be really nice to her, but you kind of got to be bold. And I said, you know, I love you, but I got to tell you, after all these years, you've been slacking off. You have not been digging for the truth.
Because she's a Christian for 20 years, and she's a worldly
she
person.
She admitted sins, and yeah, so it's like we don't want to be slack, lest we end up going backwards and becoming that.
Lukewarm.
Don't want that. Yeah.
Yeah, the Lord and the Word warns about that all over.
Right, amen. And I just had my... scripture verse.
Yeah, go for it. I got a scripture verse, a thought to share, and then a scripture verse to close out.
Oh, do you want to do your thought first?
No, you go.
Okay. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yeah. Let the words of my mouth. We just talked about that from one of the Psalms. Was it Psalms? No, it was Colossians, I think. I think it was Colossians. We're talked about let all your speech, be seasoned with salt.
Yeah.
Full of grace and salt, Paul said.
I love that. Yeah.
And that just means, doesn't mean you never rebuke anybody. It doesn't mean you're always just say fluffy, kind things. It means everything in our vocabulary should be about glorifying God and redemption of other people. And that is our goal, and that we don't do things mean-spirited, and we don't do things that are sinful and worldly and fleshly. So that's a big charge.
It is.
Take control of all of our lip service.
Right.
So that we're not just in lip service.
Yeah.
As James says, a horse can be controlled by a bridle. We got to make sure we control our tongues.
Yeah, and we can through his power.
Yeah, we can. Mm-hmm. We can. Yeah, I just wanted to share, since, like I said, we mentioned that we went through that situation with the body. And I just wanted to mention that no matter where you are, whether you're a person that's walking, doing great, maybe you're a person that has fallen into sin recently and you're feeling bad or you're feeling low, whatever, I wanted to read from Lamentations 3:22-29. It says, this is a great hope for all of us. It says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man doth should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. I like that. Hope and quietly wait. It's good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. And this verse, he putteth his mouth in the dust. If so be there may be hope. We were talking about that. The Lord's mercies are new every morning. So no matter what situation you're in, you can cry out to Christ, lest you've been turned over completely. If you have, you won't be crying out to Christ. And you can ask for forgiveness, and you can move on the next day. The Lord's mercies are new. And that is a great hope, that his well of forgiveness is deep. The brothers and I were talking about that. One brother said, you know, in his worldly life and sometimes in his Christian life, other worldly Christians, he said, have used me. And he said, I can feel jaded by it. And I said, yeah, I can understand that, brother. I've been used a lot. And I said, we have to remember that the Lord hasn't consumed us after all the times we've sinned against him. And he's like, yeah, that's true. I sinned against God a lot. And I said, that means we got to give them the mercy and the grace to not be jaded, because we're not much better than them, are we? We're different, but we're not much better, right? And he's like, yeah, that's a good point. So we're not consumed because the Lord's mercy is there for us, but that mercy is found in Christ via the gospel, repentance to his shed blood and resurrection. When you're made new by the Spirit of God, you want holiness and obedience, and you strive and endure to the end. That's how we get the mercy and the grace of God, walking in his covenant. We don't get it by living in sin. We don't get it by doing our own ways.
Right.
So we have to walk in his mercy. So that was my encouragement. His mercies are new every morning. I hope that you're seeking the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and trusting in that mercy, and then walking in it to be worthy of the calling that he's called you in Christ. You must be worthy in your calling. If you live in willful sin and you don't rise up to what he's called you to do, you're not going to make it. It's the fruit. You're not of him.
Right.
We talked about Noah. Noah was called to be faithful. Noah was called to obey. Noah was called to build an ark. Noah was told to get in the ark. Noah was told to stay in the ark. Noah did everything he had to do to be saved. And he got in an ark. Christ is our ark today. We better get in Christ, and we better obey, and we're going to find salvation.
That's interesting you say that, because I was just thinking about that, because in that scripture you read, it said, wait upon the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So in our trials and everything, we wait, and sometimes we got to wait and wait and wait.
And a brother mentioned Noah waited 7 days before. Then he, yep.
Day and night.
Yep.
Day. And yep. That really is pretty profound. Yep.
And then when the ark landed, he had to wait at the end too. They waited before they got out.
The whole time through all that, can you imagine how long that was?
Yeah.
To just, you got to quietly wait upon the Lord.
Right. So waiting upon the Lord is very important. And that's obedience, that's submission, that's humbleness. And I like how it says, put your mouth in the dust. That means you're lowly. And maybe put on your sackcloth and ashes. Maybe not physically, but put on your sackcloth and ashes, which is just a sign that you're humbled, you're lowered, you're broken, you're contrite, and then God will lift you up from there. But you got to get to that place before God can even use you. You got to be just a lump of clay before God can form you. If you think you're something and you could form yourself, you're in big trouble.
He might crush you.
Yeah, you might never get formed into anything.
Yeah.
You want to be a vessel for good use, not a vessel of wrath.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anything else, Sister Amen?
No, I'm just thankful for those who love the Lord and give their life for him.
Yeah.
I love that. That's encouraging.
Yeah, and I'm thankful for people that do fall into sin, and then they repent, and they're contrite, and they keep going. And I'm thankful for brothers and sisters that will give those people a chance, because they've been given chances, and the body all comes together and glorifies God, and everything is a work of redemption and reconciliation, because that's what the brother was, we were talking about in, I believe, 2 Corinthians. We've been given the ministry of reconciliation.
Well, we got prime examples, don't we, in the Bible all over.
Yeah.
I mean, big ones.
Yep.
If you want to look at the sin
all the way
scale,
from David, all the way to Paul, all the way to the New Testament.
Oh, yeah.
All over reconciliation.
Yeah. God is a God of redemption.
Yeah. So we're thankful for his mercy. And remember, as I said, it is new every morning. So tomorrow, if you get it, it's a new day. Walk in it.
Oh, I want to.
I hope you savor tomorrow. And remember, as Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on things above, not on things of this earth.
Yeah.
All right. We love you all. We're out of here. We got to go get some rest. Tomorrow, we're going to go be with some brothers and have some fellowship. And we're going to lift up the Lord and glorify the Lord together.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's worthy.
He is. Love you all.
May God be praised.